Okay, hello. My name is Saori Kamozawa from Nihon University. So we are three. Yoshiko Agenosono over there is a team leader, and Takaki Hori is a member of us. So I'm going to... I'm going to introduce Japan Next Care System. How do communities participate? So first of all, talk about our object and the method. We wish to discuss the future of Japan's long-term care system, in particular by focusing on community-level activities. We begin by characterizing the current situation using social statistics and an analysis of survey conducted in Adachi City, Tokyo. We have collected basic data about population and households, and also information about social interaction, changes within the community, and the numbers dying alone. We have collected basic data about population and household and information about social interaction, changes with community, the numbers dining alone, and the extent to which individuals wish to participate in community-level activities. So outline is, the first of all, we show long-term care system in Japan and move on community participation, describe research question, and show findings, and lastly, we show discussion. So this slide shows the public long-term care insurance system in Japan, which was introduced in 2000. This long-term care insurance system is for people aged 40 and above, and operated by local authorities. So it is necessary to receive authorization before an individual can use these services. So those aged between 40 and 64 can only access these services if they actually have or have the possibility of contracting a specified disease or disorder. And as you can see, after an assessment has been made, a range of services can be recommended, including those that are set within the various facilities. So you can see five different sort of facilities above. So this figure shows the reformed integrated community care system in Japan, which has set goals for 2025. One of these is the aim for individuals stay within the community, within their community, if care is needed. So in order to do so, health care, long-term care, including prevention, living support, and housing need to be integrated to provide services based in communities. So integrated community care system here regards its unit as a junior high school district of the population of approximately 10,000 residents. It is 10 years since the system started more than due to their rapidly changing aging environment, so financial problems are causing the greatest pressure. Under these circumstances, sustainable care policy has shifted towards service system based in community. So especially living support and the prevention area is expected community citizen participation. So a background factor to such a movement is that social relationship has changed, so causing increase in loneliness, living alone, and social isolation. So for example, this is a newspaper article. This slide shows evidence about the number of dying alone. So newspaper article for the past 40 years were searched for evidence of those dying alone. So as you can see, number of articles increased in 1997, and especially after 2007, which reflects the social isolation has surfaced as an important social issue, it is also likely to become more so in the future, especially after 2007. The measures against social isolation have surfaced as a social policy agenda. So therefore, our research question is how do communities participate? So given recent social changes, our research question is this one. And these social changes, including an aging population, increase in single households, especially amongst the elderly, fewer relationships between neighbors, and the recent national finance crisis. These may also be reluctance to participate in the informal sector. So given that the long-term care system in Japan is changing, the question of whether it is possible for informal services to play the provider role remains. So this is the survey conducted the Adachi City. So I can see this is the Greater Tokyo, and the purple part is a special district. So Adachi City is on top, north part, you can see in circle, red circle. So Adachi City has a relatively large population, and the rate of aging is similar to the national average. So the rate of aging in 2013 is 22.9%. The national average in 2012, 24%, 24.1%. So therefore, it is a suitable place for us to examine.
Okay. So this is the contents of the surveys.
Back.
Back.
Eh?
Slide 8. This is contents of the study. We used mainly the data which conducted by Adachi City Council of Social Welfare. This research carried out by social statistics and the survey. This is a questionnaire survey as subject men and women over the age of 18 living in Adachi City. And result effective answers was about 1,400. Okay. And we will now report some of our findings. This slide shows changes in dependency in Adachi City in 1975 to 2030. Between 1975 and 2013, the number of children declined by 50%. While the number of over 65s has increased by nearly 500%. And this shows that the population is rapidly aging. And similar trends are apparent in many Tokyo districts. And this slide shows changes in single households. 40% single households in 2010. 1.7 times increase over a decade. This is significant because the traditional Japanese family was multi-generational. Considering considering all single households, those over considering all single households, those over 65, we can see that over the same period, all single households have doubled. Estimates from Tokyo Metropolitan City suggest that this trend will continue. Okay. This is social interaction with family or relatives amongst single households. As we can see, many single households have little contact with relatives. This is 10.3%, and 38% less than 2 times a month. About 50% see family or relatives has them 2 times a month. And one of the reasons why contact is sometimes infrequent is that many families are now dispersed. About 40% 40% single households have relatives living outside of Tokyo, and 60% of them are living outside of Adachi City. Okay. And this shows participation in residents associations. As you can see, the participation has decreased continuously. And the same is also true of elderly participation in clubs. Older people's clubs participation rate is also decreasing. Relationships between neighbors. Residents in Adachi City also reported that most had little contact with their neighbors. Please look at left-hand side of the graph. 50% answered that they only greeted them, but they have few acquaintances. Altogether, 57% have weak relationship with neighbors. Such social changes are also reflected in the numbers dying alone. As we can see, over four decades, the numbers dying alone has increased fourfold. Significantly, this phenomenon is also more likely for males, suggesting that they are more likely to lose contact with family and friends. As we can see, Most of those dying alone were males aged between 60 to 64. In particular, there has been a dramatic increase amongst those aged over 15. And these graphs shows desire to participate in community activities. 70% of them thought that they wanted to contribute for community in something. This is a 56.85%. And even at the moment, there are nothing to support community. 50% is here. 50% of them want to do something in the future. Participation in community welfare activities only 7.5 actually take part. Community activities.
Okay. So it is now necessary to make some conclusion. First of all, we will summarize. So we can see traditional extended family system used to be the norm in Japan, but this is changing rapidly. And the second one, Japan has the image of the mutual support system is working well. But in part, due to media images of the Great Northern Earthquake in 2011, you might see on TV the people help each other when we had the big earthquake. So, but especially in urban area, Tokyo area, this is no longer true, and the serious issues are continuously raised. So it is significant that this change has occurred over a relatively short period. It's very quick. Only 50 years, the society changed quite a lot, especially in urban area. So Japanese welfare system is based on a community and the family system. But since so much have changed, especially in the urban area, as these have changed, the policy has lagged behind. So an important indicator is a rapid increase dining alone. So we watch the dining alone is a sort of the emphasize of this issue. So in the 2000, dining alone and the social isolation become an important issue. So large response to a TV documentary which deal with dining alone, the people realize that sort of people exist a lot in Tokyo area. And Adachi City, dining alone increased fourfold in 2 decades. And the change of family or community system has huge, which make the policy on the assumption. The risk group is increasing amongst male over 50 years old. So therefore, this shows the long-term care insurance system is insufficient because it is only for 65 plus, so years old. So limitation of long-term care system. So it is necessary to support each stage of aging life. So support needed for participation in social activities. Okay, so sort of conclusion we thought. Number one, set up home care to support elderly with community being the important actor. So OECD said, OECD report said, a shift from institutional to home care can be observed in Australia, Belgium, Italy, Japan, Korea, and Sweden. So this shift reflects both older people's preferences and an attempt to reduce an expensive institutional care. So number two, therefore, the data show that there are limits to the existing model. So shift is inevitable, but the existing model have a limitation. So 70% of the residents wants to do something for the community. However, only 10% actually participate in the community welfare services activities. So the system of participation is suspected of not being attractive or practically by residents and the policy programs. So number three, how do you develop programs which are matched for individuals' preferences? So we said yes. So in order to promote so community program, so we should look at the point of view will be promote active aging, and also we should be look at sustainability for long-term care system. Okay, so that is our conclusion, and that is our research result. So thank you very much.
So questions?
There's a lot of research in the States about social support and health outcomes and all that. And, you know, the generalization is women are better socially connected, so they're more prepared for retirement. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering what sort of parallel type of research have you done in Japan? Do you find the same kinds of patterns?
You mean men and the...
Yeah, between men and women, and also the issues around social support.
Right? Yeah,
you know,
actually...
The extent of how connected you are, you know, how your social networks are, and all those sorts of things, you know, have an impact on mental health, you know, availability of support, you know.
So actually, the, you know, the women is live longer in Japan as well. So the more women so get old rather than men. But in fact, women tend to have a more making network in the same area in the community rather than men. So that is true, one thing. But this time we think about, so the dining alone is over 50 male is quite a lot. So which means 50s is normally men working. They belongs to the, you know, company or belongs to somewhere working place. But the social system is changing. Some men over 50 is working as a part-time or working at home, or that sort of things is also changed. So some men doesn't belongs to any working place. So it's more unlikely to make a network with a working group, community, and also family member if single.
So what do you mean exactly by dying alone?
Dying alone, the definition, you have three, right? Living alone.
Dying alone.
The person who die alone at home, right? At home. And that person living alone. And after 72 hours? Sorry, please.
So even if you had family living nearby and coming on a regular basis, you would consider that living, dying alone?
孤独死の定義は、
このグラフでは、
I think it's the physical act of being alone in your house and dying and no one knowing that you have died. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So dying alone is natural thing. Everybody die alone, right?
I can't. Family?
So, but not most of them is living alone.
Yeah.
And nobody find.
Oh.
Nobody look after when they died.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Normally after 72 hours or sometimes 1 month or something, people find out. So because there's no relation with the community or relative. Okay.
But according to the study, so it was between the age 50 and 70, then after 70 it was increasing.
Which one?
I remember. It was between the
sudden
age
group
that it was going up.
Sorry, which one? This
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Like it was going up.
Suddenly, yeah.
Yeah, and then going back down. So there's less people that are dying alone when they're older. But I heard that they put some device of like a kettle.
What is kettle?
The boiler for the water for the tea.
Mm-hmm. Kettle, yeah.
Yeah, and that is being used with a device on it. If you see that someone is not using it for a certain amount of time, mm-hmm. so instead of saying, okay, you know, but someone has not used it for
okay.
10 hours.
Something
like
the buzzer or
just
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That is a
Japan.
Yeah, care home or elderly living alone have something the sort of the you know necklace with the button with the electric things. If I fall down and I live alone, the place that one, somebody come to pick me or look after me. But that is already, that is costly, first of all. And a long-term care insurance system inside, after 65 years old, the people might get this one, depends on the, depends on the their ability. But, we look at about 50, over 50 years old. That one is outside of the long-term care insurance and die. And we don't know what is the reason or how do we look after them, how do we support them. And also we fear, look at the 50, over 50 years old people after 10 years, so they join the long-term care insurance people. Yeah. So we need to do something.
Does that include the suicide?
Including, yeah, including.
I wonder conceptually, is this really about long-term care? Because this seems to be more about social connection and social structures. And I wonder if we are asking long-term care system to do too much to say, okay, well, we have to start intervening in men's lives in their 40s so that they don't die alone at 55. I mean, that is social policy, social welfare more generally. So, yes, I understand there's a conceptual link, but, you know, everything conceptually links to long-term care.
Yeah, but long, yes, I agree some part, yeah. But long-term care is financially is facing crisis, and we think about the future, so we need to do something in the younger generation. So, and the community need to more promote to have a network and they need to support each other. So that things we looking at. So might be the very new idea to think about long-term care policy, but might be one day we might need it. So.
Other questions? Okay.